Today, we're going to feature some original music of Alicia Vianney, a very heartfelt and intuitive singer-songwriter that grew up in Ashland. And in the studio with me is Nick Vianney, her very proud father. So, Nick, can you give us some background? Tell us about Alicia, how she began in music, and some events, special events that she's had in her career, and some cute little things about her.
Thanks, Kareen. I'd love to. Alicia was born in Singapore during my wife Suni's and my teaching experience in Indonesia. So we returned to the States and settled in Ashland, where Alicia attended local schools, and she began playing oboe at the middle school. One little aside is that the oboe teacher there, Vicki Jorgensen, seemed to always select redheaded young women to play the oboe, and Alicia fit that category perfectly. So she continued to play throughout her middle and high school and was a participant in the Southern Oregon Youth Symphony. And after completing her junior year, sadly, her oboe teacher, Ray Weaver, he died. And he said, you know, you are really worthy of taking it to the next level. And we were able to make arrangements for Alicia to study at Interlock, an arts academy in Michigan, for her senior year. So that wonderful experience then parlayed into scholarships offers, and she selected to play at Butler University in Indianapolis, and she played the oboe, an English horn, in the symphonic orchestra. Originally a performance oboe major, her two-year study abroad opportunities to Ghana and Mongolia morphed into a BA in anthropology with a minor in music. She returned to the West Coast, received a master's in social work from Portland State, and that led to her becoming a mental health therapist. Always a writer, however, she began composing her own songs on a beautiful guild guitar that she kind of took from me, but she said, Dad, I need it more than you do. And she uses it to this day. While in Portland, she formed a band called O Bruni, and they played clubs and completed an EP before the band dissolved. Some of the music you're going to hear today is from that band. And a lover of recreational adventure, however, Portland was not the place. And so Alicia moved to Bend, where she opened a private practice and lives with her sweetie and a couple of dogs.
That's great. So we're going to play some of her music. Would you like to introduce the next song? And we're even going to be able to hear from Alicia.
Sounds good. The song is Sandpapered Hills, and it was inspired by her growing up in Ashland. Here's Alicia sharing the inspiration for that song.
Well, it was inspired by growing up in Ashland and the landscape there. I've always loved having the Siskiyous on one side and the Cascades on the other, and the brown smoothness of the Cascades, and I always thought that it was like somebody had sanded it down with sandpaper. They just looked so impossibly smooth. So that's what that imagery is about, and how much it meant to live on a hunter farm and run around in the fields and trample around and how that upbringing, being outside and making forts and blackberry bushes and just playing outside, really informed who I was. So by the time I moved to the city, I was kind of reflecting on that upbringing, and that's what popped into the song.
Trumpet vines twirl and memories swirl from when I was a little girl. The sun low on alfalfa fields, wind in my hair, an explorer's dreams in the shade of hope and green. And
Music. So for more information and more music that you can listen to and pictures and a picture of that famous guitar, you can go to Alicia's website, aliciaviani.com, aliciaviani.com, and stay tuned. In December, we're hoping to have a live KSKQ interview with on the Nicole Brady's show. So please stay tuned. And Nick, you want to talk about coming? She's coming to Ashland also.
Yeah, I'll do that. Alicia played previously at Oberon's on the Plaza while her band was still together. That was O'Bruni. And each year she returns to Ashland for some family time and a gig at a local club. And she and her playing partner, bassist Mark Carwin, will perform the end of December. We're not exactly sure, but either the 28th or the 29th of December. And the details of the venue are being worked out. For more information, we'll be posting all of this on the community calendars and Rebels. It's going to be really a lot of fun because they put on a pretty good show.
And it's a performance, intimate performance, not to be missed. We'll go out with another song. You want to introduce it?
Yeah, this is How the Sun Survives. And again, it's with her band, O'Bruni.
Waves about this